I wish I had the time and money to do that to my house. We're just on a maintenance program and gentle updates. No big expansions. It's too late for that. Oh, okay. It looks like Uncle Duke will be here in an hour. I'll be back again this month. Three shows this month. I like that. It doesn't make any difference because it's every other week, but when I get three shows in a month, it always seems like something special. A blue moon. Okay? Did I get... Yeah, I got that one ready. Okay. Somebody else died today. Yesterday. Phil May. You say, who's that? Phil May, the Pretty Things lead singer. You might say, who are the Pretty Things? Well, they're a pretty big deal to a lot of people and pretty big most places except the States, though they had a large fan following early on even. Just never were big. I don't know that they even toured until 1999 or something in the States. That just shows. No, I take that back. In the 70s, a version of the band toured when they were signed to Swan Song, Led Zeppelin's label. They put out a couple albums on Swan Song. But the classic lineup from the early 60s and mid-60s, they're good ones. And there's lots of artifacts of that. And this is one of them. Oh,
Thank you.
Hitting some favorites there. Finishing up with the Mystery Trend. Sort of the band that doesn't quite fit in there, but they do. When I saw them, they were covering the Who, besides playing the original Ron Nagel material, which was a little bit of a surprise. Start off with the Pretty Things, early single Rosalind. That goes out to Phil May and all his fans. Them, from their debut album, we heard 1-2 Brown Eyes. Van Morrison belting it out. One of the just meanest, toughest bands of the era. Rolling Stones sounded pretty good too, from 12x5, Growing Up All Wrong. A song I don't think ever came out in England until probably the CD era or something. Just one of those mystery songs that was American only. Chocolate White's band sounded a lot like the Rolling Stones. Their debut single, Sweet Young Thing. Great local band I saw a bunch of times. So probably all these songs Chocolate White's band covered. It was like that in those days. The Yardbirds doing Nazar Blue, which is sort of a... what's that one? The Elmore James song. Famous one. Rewritten. And that's one that the Chocolate White's band played and rewrote it for the Ride on Sunset Strip film. Sitting Here Standing. Yes. Yeah, you just turn the words around a little bit. It all works out. The Kinks, that blazing single, I Need You. And I don't think that was even the last of those crunchy singles. But they got away from it after a point. That was a good one. I just got it in my head and had to dig around to find it. 521. It's actually Rune Vanderway coming in at 6 o'clock. Derek Leonard needed a day off. And Rune hasn't been around all winter. Yeah. And I don't blame him driving back and forth to Helena in the winter. No, thank you. Better him than me. So let me tell you something. Oh, yes, this is probably what we want to do.
Through May 21st, the Bozeman Film Society presents an online virtual cinema screening of Crescendo. When a world-famous conductor tries to create an Israeli-Palestinian orchestra, it takes all his skill to overcome discord and strike harmony, rising to a tense and emotional crescendo. Tickets are available at bozemanfilmsociety.org. While keeping your social distance,
keep them flickering.
Oh, I turned that down. That's why I can't hear. Didn't like what I was doing there. Oh, man. Just everything's gone haywire. What I want to tell you is this 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's going to be Washington Week at 7. And that's always exciting these days. 7:30, Firing Line. 8 o'clock, great performances, Leonard Bernstein's Mass. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. So, check out if you dare. Otherwise, it's rock and roll and stuff here at KGLT. I have to do this, or I can't proceed. Say yes. Okay, it likes me now. I'm gonna slow it up before we head home. Got two more sets left. I've been having fun. It just breezed by. That's probably a good sign. Just a little bit quieter music for 20 minutes, and then ripping my way out.
Spot. too few and far too far. For shame, I'll heed the cry. Be with me when I need a drink. Be with me when I die. Still, those other ratings far too easy to despise.
River's getting higher, no wood for the fire. They saw the Messiah, but I guess I missed him again. That brings my score to 110. The water's getting closer, better ring up the grocer. Stack up the potatoes. Jack, are you out?
making songs. Oh, finding better words. These ideas never lasted long.
The way is up along the road. The air is growing thin. Too many friends who try blown off this mountain.
Time is up, I'm gonna see all of my friends. Feet on the ledge, I'm gonna
around the time frame there. Starting off Procol Harum from Salty Dog, You're Too Much Between Us. Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from the Rough Mix album, Keep Me Turning. Kinks, the single version of Sweet Lady Genevieve, which was from one of those preservation albums. A little different version. And Fairport Convention, The Ledge from What We Did in Our Holidays. And finish up with Rain Parade, You Are My Friend. It's 5:40. That's just about where I want to land.
Back in the early 80s, I was living on South 9th across from Irving School. I had a pet parakeet named Otis Campbell, who one afternoon made a break for the open front door and was last seen headed north towards Main Street. I called KGLT and the DJ aired my emergency message. Lost, a very friendly parakeet, resembles a flying tennis ball and answers to Otis. About 2 minutes after the message played, the phone rings. Hey, I think I got your bird. It was a student who was hanging out the window of his third floor dorm room across from Joe's Parkway, and just as the message came on, Otis flew up and landed on his arm. True story. My name is Zem. I've been listening to and supporting KGLT since 1978. KGLT rocks.
Thanks, Zem. You must know Zem. Old Montana hand, old Bozeman hand. Okay, wow, I think I got it worked out. I'll have to do some clock math here in a second. But I mentioned earlier, it's Brian Eno's birthday. He can't be too much older than me. And he's still making vital music. And this one is where a lot of people jumped on.
Regina's gone to China, cross-legged on the floor. Fond regards to Chihuahua.
something pretty bad happened. We lost a friend, all shocked and broken, shut down, exploded. Jetty 3 is what we first called him. Then it was Jet. But Jet Systems dead. Therefore, so's Jet. Assembled him in the kitchen, made out of this end, made out of that end, whatever was at hand. Finished yet, we were so proud. We celebrated, we congratulated at what we'd created. Could run or walk, sing or talk and compile thoughts and solve lots of problems. We learn so much from him. Went by, something happened. We gave Jed less attention. We had new inventions. We left for a convention. Found her booze and drank every drop. He fizzled and popped. He rattled and knocked. And finally he just stopped. Thank you.
to your skin.